Nolte, Democrat run New York and NJC record high anti-Semitic hate crimes. By John Nolte on April 26, 2022. Two states populated and governed by Democrats, New York and New Jersey, are dealing with a record high number of anti-Semitic hate crimes. Overall, throughout America, anti-Semitic incidents are at a record high. Still, it's where Democrats are in charge in those two left-wing states that account for a whopping 30% of the incidents. NBC New York reports. Incidents, vandalism, harassment, assault were up sharply last year, the ADL said in its annual summary, a function of pandemic restrictions decreasing, but also backlash to Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip in May 2021. The ADL recorded 416 incidents in New York in 2021, including a record 51 assaults, most of them in Brooklyn. The group reported another 370 total incidents in New Jersey, a record as well. The rise in anti-Semitic incidents mirrors a broader trend in the New York City. Hate crimes rose 24% in the first 4 months of 2021 versus the same period in 2020, and are up another 32% in the same period this year, per NYPD data. And yet, even though Democrats run New York and New Jersey practically unopposed, Democrats and their allies in the corporate media will still blame Republicans for racism and hate crimes. Republicans have practically no say in how either of those states are governed. Democrats vastly outnumber Republicans in Democrat-run cities like New York. And yet, this is where most of these hate crimes occur. And we still get blamed. What's more, out in rural America, where Republicans and Trump supporters outnumber Democrats and racial minorities, our per capita hate crimes numbers are much lower than most major, Democrat-run cities. Democrats claim they want to live in a utopia free of gun violence, pollution, and racism, but still blame the GOP for gun violence, pollution, and racism when out where we live there is almost no gun violence, pollution, and racism. Out in rural MAGA country, people of all races and creeds, including Jews, live together just fine. I've written at length about this here. Where Democrats govern, you'll find pollution. Where Democrats govern, there's gun violence. Where Democrats govern, you'll find racism. And where Democrats govern, Jewish Americans are no longer safe. This is not some manufactured correlation. These are facts. Alternately, the streets, air, and water are safe and clean in rural Magaland. People of all races and religions and whatever live together just fine in Magaland. Oh, and we all own guns, lots of guns, and there's no gun violence crisis, no mass shooting crisis. Oh, just a few years ago, they built a synagogue in my small southern town. Thankfully, we're nice people, not the intolerant, violent racists and anti-Semites that Democrats tolerate and create in their failed cauldrons of dysfunctional leftism. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.